As we continue our study of final things, today I would like to share with you a passage penned by Paul in Philippians, the first chapter, verse 21. We see here a passage that deals both with a Christian's life and their death. Read with me. Paul writes, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." It's been said that life is what we're alive to. For example, a sports fan may be dead tired, weary, but yet when he has a chance to attend that big game, he comes alive, he comes to life. Suddenly, he's not tired anymore. You see, life is what we are alive to. Life is what grabs our attention, what excites us, what gives us our second wind. As Christians, we're to be alive to all the pains of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ should be what grabs our attention, what excites us, what gives us our second wind. As Paul penned these words that we've read in Philippians, he knew that a trial in Rome awaited him. He also knew that if he lost that trial, he would most likely be killed as an enemy of Rome. And yet, when Christ is our life, death cannot be our enemy. You have the assurance that you'll be with Christ once this life ends. Paul wrote, "To live is Christ." That is, Christ is the object of Paul's life. Christ was his life. In Colossians, the third chapter and the fourth verse, Paul refers to Christ as Christ who is our life. Christ was both a source and sustainer of Paul's spiritual life. Paul was in vital union with Christ, and he lived his life in devotion to Christ. In Galatians, the second chapter and verse 20, Paul writes, "I have been crucified with Christ, yet it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me." Yes, for Paul, to live is Christ. And Paul goes on in our passage and states, "And to die is gain." Paul was not referring here to the act of dying. Rather, he was referring to that state after death, or the consequences of dying. If death simply resulted in some form of annihilation or soul sleep, it's very doubtful that Paul would have preferred this to his life in and for Christ. No, death does not interrupt our conscious fellowship and relationship with Jesus Christ. The moment of absence here is the moment of presence in the life to come. In 2 Corinthians, the fifth chapter and verse 8, we read these words from Paul. "We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." Uninspired history tells us of an early Christian martyr who, as he was being led to his execution, offered these final words. He told his persecutors, "You take a life from me that I cannot keep, and bestow a life on me I cannot lose." Yes, the idea of gain is a precious thought when facing death. It will be a gain both in what we lose, our sinful body, temptation, sorrow, sufferings, and also a gain in what we receive, glorified body, presence with Jesus Christ, and reunion with departed saints. Let us keep these inspiring words from Paul in our hearts as we live life and also as we prepare to face the life to come.